思想神的话以前，我要求每一位弟兄姐妹们跟我一起低头，我们在神的面前恭敬的祈祷。
Before we start to meditate upon the word of God, I ask that each brother and sister would bow with me and very sincerely pray with me before God.
我们的主，我们的神，我们再一次恭敬诚实来到你的面前。
Our Lord and our God, with all honesty and sincerity, we come once again before Thee.
我们的眼睛再次仰望你。
Our eyes are turned to You.
我们感谢您，因为你的应许是确实可靠的。
We do thank Thee that Thy promises are faithful.
你愿意与我们同在，一直到世界的末了。
You will be with us until the end of this world.
我们的主，我们的神，我们再次感谢你。
Our Lord and our God, we thank Thee once again.
因为有您，我们就够了；有您，我们的心就满足了。
Because as long as we have You, we have enough. As long as we have You, our hearts are content.
我们深深地相信，今天早晨你有话要对我们说。
We deeply believe that this morning You have words for us.
巴不得愿你把那从宝座上面所流露出来的信息。
We pray that the message which flows out from Thy throne.
你能够摸着我们的心，转动我们的心，叫我们的心能够完完全全的归向你。
May come into our heart, touch our heart, turn our heart, so that our hearts may be completely turned to you.
我们的主，让我们不是再听一次的道理。
Lord, let us not listen to just another sermon.
让我们能够再一次看见你的心意。
But that we may know and feel thy heart.
叫我们不但是有一个雄心大志，愿意遵行你的旨意。
That we may not merely have a desire to do thy will.
但是叫我们有一个心愿意体会你的心意。
But that we may have a heart to understand thy will.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord and our God.
我们恭敬诚实地把这个聚会交在你的手里。
With honesty and sincerity, we turn this meeting to you.
我们这样的祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Through the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
有圣经的弟兄姊妹们，让我们一同打开约翰一书第一章，我们从第一节念完第七节。
If you have a Bible, would you turn with me to 1 John chapter 1? We'll read from verses 1 to 7.
约翰一书第一章，我们从第一节念完第七节。
1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. We'll read it only in English. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard,which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father,and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ the Son cleanseth us from all sin.
在前几天我们所发的调查表上面
a few days ago when we sent out the survey form
当我们收到这些调查表以后我们所知道的结果
after we received the forms we had one conclusion
可以说大多数的弟兄姐妹们都有同样一个呼声从我们心的深处所发出来的
and that is most of our brothers and sisters have a cry from the deep of our hearts
我们愿意在主的里面合一。
We want to have a unity in the Lord.
Unity 这个字好像是我们每一个人心灵里面的一个呼声。
The word unity seems to be a cry from the heart of each one of us.
我们知道在约翰福音第十七章里面我们看到主耶稣基督的祷告。
We know that in John chapter 17, in Jesus' prayer,
耶稣基督他的祷告说愿他们合而为一。
Jesus prayed that they may be one.
第二次说耶稣说愿他们合而为一
and then Jesus said again that they may be one
再一次说合而为一
he said again that they may be one
第四次说合而为一。
The fourth time he said that they may be one.
第五次说让他们完完全全的合而为一。
The fifth time he said that they may be entirely in one.
这个 unity 这个字。
This word unity.
不但是神的心意。
This is not only the desire of God's heart.
也是今天神把这个负担放在我们每个人的心里面。
And God has placed this burden in the heart of each one of us.
我们知道我们的合一。
We know our unity.
是在主的里面
is in the Lord.
我们知道我们的合一
we know that our unity
是以神做我们的共同点
has as a common point God himself.
我们都知道两条直线
we know that if there are two parallel lines
从来不会放在一起
these two lines will never cross
除非他们有个共同点
unless they have one intersecting point.
当这两条线看见有个共同点的时候
but when these two lines have an intersecting point
这两条线就合在一起
Then they will come together.
不过如果这个共同点不过是一下子
But if this is merely one intersection point,
这个两条线合在一起又变成个交叉点
These two lines come together and then they once again they'll separate.
今天有许多的家庭
Today there are many families.
有许多的聚会
They have a lot of meetings.
有许多的工作
A lot of work.
有合一
There's unity.
不，这个合一不过是某一个共同点。
But this unity lies merely at a particular intersection point.
当这个共同点过去以后，他们又分开了。
After they leave this point of intersection, then once again they separate.
除非他们这个共同点是继续不断的在同一个点上面。
Unless this intersection point continues on.
而这个共同点是个 eternal now.
And this intersection point is an eternal now.
这个就是神，我们的主。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天早晨在我们站在坐在这个桌子的前面
This morning as we sit and stand before this table,
我们的心里面有一个非常强的一个感动
We have a very strong moving in our hearts.
巴不得我们听见那个大祭司的祷告就是我们主耶稣说让他们合而为一合而为一合而为一合而为一让他们完完全全的合而为一
That we may hear the prayer of our high priest up in heaven that they may be one 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 that they may be entirely one
弟兄姐妹们有很多的事我们基督徒欢喜呼叫科号
Many a times we Christians like to have a special cries
我们愿意在那边唱 We are one in the Lord We are one in the Spirit
We like to cry We are one in the Lord We are one in the Spirit
可是在我们的行动上面在我们的内心里面并没有真正的合一
But in our action, in our innermost heart, there is no true unity.
约翰他在圣经里面告诉我说，让我们的彼此相爱，不是单单在口唇上面，在舌头上面，乃在我们的行为上面。
John says that let our true love not be merely on the lips and our tongue, but in our action.
不是单单在我们的诗歌里面。
Not only in our hymns.
有的人说教会是撒谎最多的地方。
Some people say the church is a place in which most lies are told.
在我们歌唱的时候，我们真是从嘴里面唱出非常美丽的音乐来。
When we sing hymns, from our lips come the most beautiful music.
当我们祷告的时候，真是叫许多的人受感动。
When we pray, so many people are moved.
可当我们行动的时候，并没有真正的合而为一。
But when we act, there is no real unity.
我们看见在圣经里面，保罗提到有。三个教会的柱子
In the Bible we hear that there are three pillars in the church
彼得、雅各、约翰
Peter, James and John
彼得靠着圣灵的能力在无孙节的时候开始了有形式的教会
Peter by the power of the Holy Spirit started a practical a church with a definite form during the Pentecost
雅各用他自己的血见证了这个真的教会
James shed his own blood to bear the testimony to this true church.
靠着主的恩典，保罗扩大了这个教会的范围。
By God's grace, Paul expanded the scope of this church.
可是约翰却是叫教会能够继续不断的增长。
But John helped the church to continue to grow.
今天我们的教会。
Today our church
需要在神的面前我们看见这个异象
needs to see a vision before God
不但在面的上面我们要扩大
not only do we have to scope in it, superficially
我们需要在真理里面能够更深的往下扎根
but in truth we must dig deep
约翰所写的福音书
the gospel of John
约翰从来没有提到他自己本人是那个福音书的作者。
John never mentioned that he was the writer of that gospel.
约翰所写的书信
in John's epistles,
约翰同样没有提到他是书信的作者。
He did not say explicitly either that he was the writer.
不一般的圣经解经家都承认约翰是约翰一二三书的作者。
But most of the theologians admit that John was the writer of first, second, and third epistles of John.
照这个克勒门亚历山大的克勒门他所记着里面所讲的
According to Clement of Alex, he recorded as follows.
他说约翰在年老的时候
He said that when John was old,
就是当罗马兵丁攻打耶路撒冷的前后
around the time when the Roman soldier army invaded Jerusalem,
差不多在主后七十年的左右
around 70 AD,
约翰就离开了耶路撒冷迁移到以弗所去。
John left Jerusalem and moved to Ephesus.
在以弗所的地方牧养当地的教会。
In Ephesus, he pastored and shepherded the church there.
约翰在那个时候不但是自己在那边牧养教会。
Not only was John the pastor of that church,
他也训练一些青年的人与他一起工作。
He also trained some young people to work with him.
我们知道有一个很有名的以弗所的主教。
We know that there's a very well-known Ephesian bishop.
这个 Polycarp.
His name is Polycarp.
这个人站在后来的时候为着主殉道。
This person was later a martyr for the Lord.
主用着约翰在那边叫教会真是往下扎根向上结果。
The Lord really used John to help that church to take very deep roots and to bear fruit.
将近主后九十年的左右。
Around 90 AD,
约翰写约翰福音约翰一二三书
John wrote the gospel of John and the three epistles of John
为什么过约翰写约翰一书呢
Why did John write the first epistle of John
你知道当耶路撒冷沦陷以后
You know that after the fall of Jerusalem
许多的信徒都到各个地方去在那边各个地方建立教会
Many believers were dispersed all over the place and they established churches
保罗曾经在以弗所有三年之久牧养那边的教会。
Paul has spent 3 years in Ephesus.
那个时候，教会一方面在粮的方面慢慢的增长。
At that time, the church was growing in quantity.
可是，在这个方面，慢慢有许多的希腊的哲学的思想就掺入在教会里面。
But in quality, there were a lot of Greek philosophy that has started to come into the church.
我们都知道这个 Gnosticism.
We know of Gnosticism.
那种的思想
that kind of philosophy
他们用他们的智慧
to use their own wisdom
用他们的理智
to use their own rationale
放在基督的思想里面
to place it in the thought of Christ
他们最大的一个危机就是不承认耶稣基督是道成肉身来的
the greatest danger that lies with this heresy is that they do not believe in God Jesus Christ being the word that has become flesh
他们认为耶稣基督在他在约旦河里面受浸的时候圣灵降临在他身上那个时候基督就住在耶稣的身上
They believe that when Jesus was baptized on the river of Jordan the dove came down and that was Christ indwelling in Jesus
当主耶稣都钉十字架的时候基督已经离开了他所以他就说 Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani
And therefore, when Jesus was nailed on the cross, Christ left Jesus. And therefore, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
所以在他们看起来，耶稣基督不过是由基督住在耶稣的身上。
And therefore, to them, Jesus was merely Christ dwelling in Jesus.
他们从这个思想的发展。
From the development of this philosophy.
他们人认为人是两元形的。
They thought that man had two separate aspects.
他们认为人有灵也有身体。
Man has a spirit and man also has a body.
你这个灵可以绝对追求属灵的事情。
The spirit can seek after all the spiritual things.
你身体可以尽量享受世界上一切的快乐。
The body can enjoy all the nice things of this world.
到今天为止 Mormon 的教会还是有这样的遗毒在那边。
Even today, the Mormon church still retains this heresy.
所以在那个时候有一个很有名的在这个教派里面的负责人 Silensis
and therefore at this time there was a very well known church leader by the name of Silensis
他在那个地方就传这些的异端。
And he started preaching these heresies.
他认为教会跟当时的文化应该结合在一起。
He felt that there should be a merger between the church and the civilization of that time.
我相信我们都记得Professor Dean Inger 说过一句话。
We believe that we remember the words of Professor Dean Inger.
他说，如果你与本世纪的文明或者文化结合的话，你下一代就成为寡妇。
He says that if in this present generation you have a merger of your faith and your civilization, then in the next generation you'll end up as a widow.
在这里我们看见就是说在当时的教会已经失去了向着基督损业的信心。
In other words, we see that the church at this time had lost a very simple heart towards the Lord.
今天早晨我们愿在神的面前恭敬诚实思想我们今天在北美的教会。
Today, with all sincerity and honesty, we'd like to consider the Chinese church in North America before
the Lord. 我们愿意在神的面前思想教会整个的光景。
Before God, we'd like to consider the entire church.
我现在在我们当中很多的青年人比我知道的更清楚。
I believe that many young people know this better than I do.
今天我们在 campus 上面我们所发生的问题。
On the campus, the problems that arise.
特别我们在教会或者在查经班里面面对这个最大的挑战。
Particularly in the church and the Bible study groups, we are confronted with the greatest challenge.
不再是 LSD, marijuana, sex, 或者说游行暴动这些问题。
It's not LSD, it's not marijuana, not sex, not violence, not demonstrations.
我们虽然看见那些 LSD, marijuana, sex 这些的东西仍然很猖狂的在校园上面。
Although we still see all these things on the campuses.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们你注意不注意到一件事情。
But I don't know if you have taken note of one particular thing.
几个月以前当在纽约有一个有名的学校他们打电话盼望我能够有机会跟他们的学生有机会讲道。
Several months ago there was a well-known university in New York who called me up and invited me to preach to their students.
那个 Juilliard School of Music 这些 students 跟我讲的时候
The students in the Juilliard School of Music talked to me.
他说你能不能够跟我们讲一个题目。
They say, can you talk to us on one subject?
他说你有没有注意到今天在报摊上面你可以看到一本很流行的杂志。
On the magazine, you can see a very well-known magazine.
叫做 Man, Magic and Myth.
The name is Man, Magic and Myth.
就是讲到人跟魔术跟神话的问题。
Man, the relationship between man, magic and myth.
人今天在思想我们看见很多的地方他们都在教的 witchcraft 这些事情。
Today we see that many things about witchcraft.
我不知道各位有没有注意到，今天在美国的中学里面，中学生已经开始在学这一方面的事情。
I don't know if you have paid attention to the fact that the high school students in the United States have already started to learn about these things.
这是当我在英国的时候，听到在英国这些的情形流行的非常的广泛。
The last time when I was in England, I heard that this was very popular among the people in England.
特别在最近一期的诗社上面，我们有好几篇的文章，特别讲到关于 TM 的问题。
In the latest issue of the Ambassadors for Christ, we mentioned the concerning the TM,
Transcendental
Meditation.
这一方面的问题，人在那边疯狂的在那边追求。
The people are seeking.Wildly after this.
今天是撒旦工作非常强盛的一个光景。
This is a time when Satan is working very fervently.
因为人知道 sex 并不能够解决他们内心里面的空虚。
Man knows that sex cannot fill the emptiness in their hearts.
那些 LSD、marijuana 这些东西并不能够真正他们脱离现实的问题。
LSD and marijuana cannot help them out of their real practical problems.
你再也不能骗人说没有上帝。
You cannot cheat people to say that there is no God.
你不能告诉人说上帝已经死了。
You cannot say that God is dead.
人就用别的东西来代替。
And so man uses other methods as a substitute.
人用邪术来代替。
Man uses witchcraft.
人今天在那边疯狂的在那边追求。
Man is seeking after these things wildly.
今天我们不但是看见荒谬的灵在这个时代里面。
Today not only do we see this spirit of myth in our midst.
今天我们看见在教会里面有许许多多的异端邪术在那边。
In the church, we hear a lot of heresies.
我们也看见人的心慢慢偏向世界。
We also see the hearts of men gradually turning towards the world.
今天世界已经侵入在我们每一点的血里面。
Today the world has penetrated into every drop of our blood.
我们今天看见一切的奢侈品已经成为我们的必需品。
Today we see that everything which is for leisure has become our necessity. Today it seems that if we don't have these things, then we cannot live.
从前我们讲到物质，讲到 material 这些东西。
In the past, when we talk about material things,
可是今天在我们的空气里面，在我们的水里面，在我们的soil里面，我们渡染到这些的问题。
Today, in the air, in the water, in the soil, we still feel these things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
特别我们在北美的教会,
particularly the church in North America,
特别在我们北美的弟兄姐妹们,
particularly the brothers and sisters in North America,
很多的人说我们到北美来就是为着三个P字,
many people say that we come to the North America for three P's.
我们为着我们的PhD, 为着我们的property, 为着我们的permanent resident.
We live for our PhD, our property, and our permanent residence.
我们就所想到的就在这些事情上面。
And that's all we think about.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
在同样的情形，在当时的教会已经有这样的发生。
The same situation was there in the church of that time.
就在今天的教会里面，看见有假的弟兄、假的师傅、假的先知。
Today in our church, we see these false prophets, false teachers, false apostles.
我们也看到世界上越是贵重的东西，越是有假的东西。
We see in this world, the more expensive and valuable something is, the more counterfeits there are.
我们看见今天在教会里面有各式各样形形色色的事情。
In the church, we see all kinds of things.
如果我们要知道什么是假的,
if we want to know what is counterfeit,
你需要用很多很多时间去研究。
You need to spend a lot of time to study these things.
你如果要分辨什么是真的，什么是假的,
if you have to discern what is true from what is false,
最要紧的一件事情就是你把真正的事情完完清楚地认识。
The most important thing is that you should know very clearly what the true thing is.
我问到有一位弟兄，他在银行里面做事情。
I asked a brother who works in the bank.
我说你怎么知道真的钞票，假的钞票？
How do you know the difference between the true and the counterfeit cash bill?
他说我只有一个秘密。
He said there's only one secret.
我只有认识什么是真的钞票，除了真的钞票以外都是假的钞票。
As long as I know what is the true bill, then whatever is not the true bill is the counterfeit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天我们有好多的事，我们在念宗教比较学。
To brothers and sisters, today many of us study comparative religion.
今天有很多的事，你说我应该知道这种宗教、那种宗教。
We feel that we should know about various different kinds of religions.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天教会里面的问题不是说我们不知道这些宗教、那些宗教、另外一些宗教。
Brothers and sisters, today the problem in the church does not lie with the fact that we do not know about the other religions.
最大的问题就是我们连我们所认识的、我们所相信的，我们都不知道。
The greatest problem is that we do not know about the religion that we believe in.
我们也看见当时的时候，约翰特别讲到彼此相爱的问题。
At that time, John talked particularly about loving one another.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在加拉太书第五章第十五节告诉我们说，
Brothers and sisters, Paul tells us in Galatians 5:15,
如果我们相咬相吞，我们就彼此消灭了。
If you bite and chew each other, then I'm afraid that you'll be devoured.
今天我们只有社交而没有相交。
Today we have only social contacts but no fellowship.
我们只有肤浅的应酬而没有深切的团契。
We have only shallow acquaintances but no deep fellowship.
我们没有真正的 heart to heart talk.
We have no heart to heart talk.
我们没有真正用我们的心来换取别人的心。
We do not pour out our hearts in exchange for other people's hearts.
虽然我们拉了很多人的手，可是从来没有一个心被我们摸着。
We have shaken many hands but we have touched no heart.
我们好多的时候，我们就是勾心斗角。
Many a times, we are using all kinds of wiles to treat each other.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
今天所需要悔改的，不是那些还没有信主的人，是而且我们已经认识主的人。
Today, it's not just non-believers that need repentance; it's us believers.
你知道约翰这个个性是非常强的。
You know that John has a very strong personality.
约翰在他的字典里面没有妥协这个字。
In John's dictionary, there is no such word as compromise.
在他所写的书信里面告诉我们说光暗。
In the epistles that he writes, there is light and darkness.
他讲到生命死亡。
Life and death.
爱跟恨。
Love and hate.
真理跟渺望。
Truth and falsehood.
上帝跟魔鬼。
God and devil.
说世界的，说神的。
That which belongs to the world, that which belongs to God.
有生命的，没有生命的。
That which has life, that which has no life.
在我们刚才所念的圣经里面告诉我们，上帝就是光，在他没有黑暗，毫无黑暗。
In the passage that we just read, it says that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all.
我相信用英文是比较更强烈的一句话。
I believe that in English it has even a stronger implication.
God is light, in him there's no darkness at all.
God is light, in him there's no darkness at all.
保罗在约翰在他的书信里面说，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
John says that if a person loves the world, then the desire to love God is not in him.
在 John 的字典里面从来没有 wishy-washy 的这件事情。
In John's dictionary, there is no wishy-washy things.
今天有很多的基督徒，我们就做一个 wishy-washy 的基督徒。
There are so many Christians who are wishy-washy.
我们有一点灰色的样子。
We are grayish.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天早晨我们愿意靠着主的恩典，我们一同思想我们合一的根基在哪里。
Today, by God's grace, we like to consider what is the foundation of our unity.
如果我们单单就是空口叫合一合一
，if we only merely have a cry unity，
我们单单想你来跟我合一
，we think of you coming and unite with me，
或者说合一为着我个人的好处，你要跟我合一
，or unity for my personal profit。
我们应该合一的根基就在神自己的里面。
No, the basis of our unity is in God Himself.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们与上帝相交。
The Bible tells us that when we have fellowship with God,
我们有与人相交。
And then we have fellowship with men.
你知道有很多的时候我们的问题发生。
You know that many a times our problems arise.
我们有问题。
We have problems.
不是你跟人发生了问题。
It's not a matter of the relationship between you and that particular man.
因为你跟神发生了问题。
It's because there's something wrong with your relationship with God.
如果跟神的关系搞好了。
If we have a right relationship with God,
你跟人的关系也搞好了。
Then you also have a right relationship with man.
有很多的时候我们常常问别人说 What's wrong with you? Why I don't like you?
Many a times we ask, What's wrong with you? And why I don't like you?
你应该问一句话说 What's wrong with me? Why I don't like you?
We should ask the question, what's wrong with me? Why I don't like you?
好多的时候我们的问题总是在觉得在人家的身上。
Many times we feel that a problem lies with other people.
圣经里面告诉我们是上帝就是光。
The Bible tells us that God is light.
光能够把一切事情都显明出来。
Light can reveal all things.
光能够叫我们的生命有一个改变。
Light can change our lives.
光能够给我们一个引导。
Light can give us guidance.
光给我们有一个看见。
Light shows us so that we can see.
今天早晨我特为请教鲍牧师。
This morning, I asked for advice from Reverend Paul.
你知道在希腊文里面有两个字都是讲到同一件事情。
In Greek, there are two words that refer to the same thing.
一个是 oida, 一个是 ginosko.
One word is oida, the other word is ginosko.
这个 oida 这个字。
The word oida,
我想应该让鲍牧师来讲，讲得更清楚一点。
I feel that if Pastor...Paul can speak to you, then it will even be clearer.
照我个人的知道
But from my personal understanding,
这个字的意思就是说你不需要人家教的，或者说你是很自然马上就知道的。
This word means something which you understand intuitively without other people teaching and educating you.
有很多的事情是 oid 的。
There are many things about God which is oid 的，
或者说神他知道是 oid 的知道。
Or God's knowing is oid knowing.
神不需要经验过以后才知道。
God does not need that knowledge which comes from experience.
如果用人的话来讲，这个是比较客观的信仰。
In other words, from man's point of view, it's objective truth.
这个 ginosko 就是我学了以后，我经验了以后，我才知道的。
Ginosko is knowledge which you derive from education and experience.
我们知道，在当时的希腊这一些人的思想里面
，in the Greek, in the thinking of these Greek.
他们愿意用自己的思想来经验来推测神的事情。
They want to experience and understand God with their own thoughts.
可是他们没有一个客观的事实摆在面前。
But they do not have an objective truth that lies before them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在约翰一书里面，我们看见有客观的事实。
In First John, there's the objective truth.
我们也看见有主观的经验。
We also see the subjective experience.
这件事情我们不能忽略的。
This is something that we cannot take slightly.
我们的信仰
，our faith.
我们一定要有客观的事实。
We must have an objective truth.
我们要有主观的经验。
We must have subjective experience.
特别约翰在这里讲到他的信仰上的问题。
Particularly when John talks about his own faith,
他在约翰一书第一章第一节开始告诉我们说，耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，这个不是一件新发现的事情。
In 1 John chapter 1, when John tells us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he says that this is not a new discovery.
这个是从太初原有之生命的道。
This is that which is from the beginning, the word of life.
一个客观的真理。
Is an objective truth.
不受时间空间的限制。
Not restricted by space and time.
这是一个不是我们自己所想象的事情。
This is not something coming out of our imagination.
所以我愿意再次说，我们基督徒的信仰不是人的 imagination, 乃是上帝的 revelation.
Let me repeat that our faith is not man's imagination, but God's revelation.
所以在这里，约翰自己说，不但是起初原有生命的道。
And therefore, John says that not only is this that which is from the beginning, the word of God, life.
他自己说我们亲手摸过，亲眼见过。
He says it is that which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have handled.
这个是我们合一的根本。
This is the basis of our unity.
我们的根本是在神的里面。
Our unity, our basis is in God.
我觉得基督徒合一是一件很自然的事情。
Christian unity is a natural phenomenon.
不合一才是一件奇怪的事情。
But this unity is something that is strange.
为什么我们两个人能够合一呢？
Why is it that we can have unity?
他里面有神。
He has God in him.
我里面有神。
And I have God in me.
他那个神的生命。
His the life of God that is in him.
我里面神的生命。
And the life of God that is in me.
很自然地把我们放在一起。
And these two put us very naturally together.
我们所以合一不是因为他跟我的合一。
We have unity not because he unites with me.
乃是说他里面那个神的生命跟我里面神的生命我们合在一起。
But the life of God that is in him unites with the life of God that is in me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
有多少的是我们跟神没有一个客观的事实，也更没有一个主观的经验。
Many a times with God, we do not have an objective truth, and nor do we have a subjective experience.
我们也看见在圣经里面告诉我们，特别约翰强调一件事情。
We see in the Bible that John very emphasizes on one particular point.
这个在合一方面最大的难处。
The greatest problem in unity.
因为世界把我们放在神跟我们的当中。
Because the world lies between God and us.
我所谓的世界不一定是 Chicago 那些高大的 building.
I'm not talking about the high buildings in Chicago when I say the world.
我并不是那些物质上的东西。
Not the physical things.
如果有任何的东西能够放在你跟神当中，那个东西就是世界。
But anything that comes between God and you, that is your world.
圣经里面告诉我们说，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
The Bible tells us that there are the lusts of the eyes, the lusts of the flesh, and the pride of life.
这些东西都不是从神来的。
None of these things come from God.
约翰再次说，若有人爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
John says that if any man loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
这个不是说一半有一半没有的问题。
This is not a matter of you have half and not having half.
有一位弟兄曾经这样讲过一句话。
A certain brother said this.
他说一个人爱世界比犯罪来的更严重。
He says that it is more serious for a person to love the world than if he sins.
起先的时候我不懂。
At first I didn't understand.
后来他就告诉我。
Later he told me.
他你知道一个人衣服湿了。
He says that if you know that if a person wets his clothes,
不一定他已经掉下水里面去了。
That does not necessarily mean that he has fallen into the water.
不如一个人掉下水里面去了。
However, when a person has fallen into the water,
他的衣服一定湿的。
Then his clothes are bound to get wet.
一个人犯罪不一定爱世界。
A person sins, but he may not necessarily love the world.
如果一个人爱世界，他一定会犯罪。
But if a person loves the world, he will surely sin.
如果一个人犯罪的话，神的爱在他里面，神在他里面 not at all.
If there's a certain person that sins, then God is not at all in him, nor is God's love.
第三件事情在约翰一书里面给我们特别强调。
The third point that we see in the Gospel of, in the Epistle of John,
特别讲到爱的这个问题。
It talks about love.
你原谅我说英文这个字啊非常有意思。
Pardon me for saying this, that the word love has a very particular meaning when it is expressed in English.
特别我是要讲到另外一个字在英文里面很有意思。
There's another word which is very meaningful.
就是 L-I-K-E.
The word like.
这个字啊有两个意思。
This word has two meanings.
至少在我现在所想到的两个意思。
At least I can think of two different shades of meaning.
一个就是欢喜。
First of all, you enjoy and like this, are pleased with it.
一个就是相同。
The other one is a matter of similarity.
你知道一人常常爱你所欢喜的人。
You know that man loves only whom he likes.
这个 like 很有道理。
The word like is very interesting.
因为他像你，所以你爱他。
He is like you, therefore you love him.
或者说，有一个共同点在那里。
Or perhaps you can say that you have a point of intersection.
所以有的是我们的年龄相同，这是个 likeness。
And therefore, for example, if we have this, about the same age, that is a likeness.
我们的教育的程度相同，这是另外一个 likeness.
We have about the same education level, that is another likeness.
我们的种族相同，这是个另外一个 likeness.
We belong to the same race, that is another likeness.
两个人都欢吃辣椒，这是另外一个 likeness.
Both of you like hot stuff, and therefore that is another likeness.
因为两个人有很多的相同的地方，慢慢慢慢，他们两个人就同在一起。
Two people have many points of similarity, and then gradually the two people go together.
在一方面来讲，这是件很自然的事情。
On the one hand, this is a natural phenomenon.
不，今天在教会里面，我们不应该有这样的事情。
But today in the church, we should not have anything like this.
今天有许多的事，我们只欢喜跟我们相同的人在一起。
Today in the church, we like to stay only with people who are like us.
我们为什么参加查经班？因为查经班里面的人跟我完全一样。
Why do we like to join this Bible study group? Because the people in it are like me.
因为我到了教会里面去，教会里面有半夜工、半夜婆，有许多 laundry man， 有许多 restaurant man， 我就不能跟他们在一起。
Because when I go to a church, there are these older people, and there are these laundry men, restaurant men, and I cannot stay with them.
你说这些人真是 qualified， 所以我不能跟他们 consider 在一起有交通。
These people are not qualified, therefore I cannot have fellowship with them.
有很多的事我们是 qualified equality, 有很多的事就是因为我们说这个人跟我一样，所以我欢喜他。
Many a times we feel that when this person is like me, and therefore I love him.
弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们不但是欢要爱我们所欢，不但是要欢， not only just love those you like it, but you must like it, those you must love it.
Sorry.
有很多的时候
many a times，
我常常想讲一句话。
I want to say a certain thing，
特别对已经结婚的弟兄姐妹们讲。
Particular to the brothers and sisters who are married，
我相信我们的弟兄能够翻译得很好。
I believe that my brother can translate this very well。
我们中国人说，愿天下有情人皆成眷属。
The Chinese people have a saying that I hope that all the people in this world who have a liking for each other will eventually become relatives。
我盼望在我们当中已经结婚的人，我愿意讲一句话说，愿天下的君属皆成有情人。
But to those who are married in our midst, I say that I hope that all the relatives in our midst can become people who like one another.
在这里有很多的事，我们教会里的难处就是我们不能真正的彼此相爱。
Many a times in the church, the problem lies with the fact that we cannot really love one another.
约翰在这里特别给我们讲一个定义，什么叫做爱。
John gives us a definition of love.
在约翰福音三章十六节，他给我们看见一个定义。
In John 3:16, he gives us one definition.
在约翰一书三章十六节，他给我们看见另外一个定义。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, we see another definition.
我们知道约翰福音三章十六节的定义就是说 ，love is give.
In John 3:16, we see the definition of love is give.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
爱就是给。
Love is gift.
在约翰一书三章十六节怎么说呢？
In 1 John 3:16, what does it say?
他说，主为我们舍命，从此我们就知道何为爱。
He says the Lord has given to us his life, and therefore we know what love is.
在这里我们看见这件事情。
Here we see this.
什么叫做爱？
What is love?
爱就是为弟兄舍命。
Love is to give your life for your brethren.
我记得在 Washington DC，
I remember in Washington DC，
有一次我们三个人谈话。
One time three people gathered for a conversation.
一个是美国的白种的弟兄。
One was an American Caucasian.
一个是黑人的一位弟兄。
Another was a black.
一个是我在旁边听
and I was listening.
这位黑人的牧师问那个白人的牧师说
The black pastor asked the white pastor.
他说弟兄你说你爱我
He said brother you say that you love me.
Really can you lay down your life for my sake?
你能不能为我赦命？
你能不能够爱到我一个程度，如果必要的时候你能够为我死？
Can you love me to such an extent that at a certain point, if it's necessary, you'll die for me?
Oh, 有很多的时候我们常常愿意说，哎，我们真是，我爱你，我爱你，我爱每一个人。
Many a times we say, we love, we love, we love everyone.
弟兄姐妹们，巴不得求神今天光照我们。
Brothers and sisters, may God shed his light upon us today.
我们只能够爱那些我们所欢喜的人。
We can only love those whom we like.
我们不能真正欢喜我们所爱的人。
But we cannot like those whom we love.
弟兄姐妹们，巴不得求神的光光照我们。
May God's light come upon us.
我们的合一是在神的里面。
Our unity is in God.
最后
，Finally，
为什么我们要合一
？Why is it necessary for us to have unity？
我们不是单单说为着合一而合一。
We are not talking about unity for the sake of unity.
我们单单在那边高声的叫，每一次的聚会说我们需要合一。
In every meeting, we'll cry, "We need unity."
照我看见的，在约翰一书里面，我们所看到，我们所以合一的目的，我们可以遵行神的旨意。
In 1 John, we see that the purpose of unity is that we may do God's will.
在约翰一书第二章第六节给我们看见。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 6, it tells us,
他说：“人说他住在主里面，就可以照主所行的去行。”
He that saith he abideth in him.Ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
在约翰一书第二章第十七节告诉我们，世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行上帝的旨意的是永远长存。
In 1 John 2:17, it tells us, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof; but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever."
在约翰一书第三章第二十二节到二十四节告诉我们说，关于怎么样遵行神的旨意。
In 1 John chapter 3 verses 22 to 24, it tells us how we are to do God's will.
从第22节开始，我们就看到关于怎么样遵行神的旨意。
Beginning from verse 22, we see how we are to do God's will.
在这里，在第23节就告诉我们说，上帝的命令就是叫我们信他的儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Verse 23 says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment."
在第五章第二节到第三节就告诉我们说，我们怎么样遵行他的命令，从此我们就知道我们是爱上帝。
In chapter 5 verses 2 to 3 it tells us how that if we obey and do his commandment, then we know that we love God.
我们合一以后，
after our unity,
为着什么？
What is it for?
是不单单为着合一而合一？
Are we talking about unity for the sake of unity?
是不是为着让人家看见我们是合一的，我们合一？
So that other people can see that we are united, and that's why we talk about unity.
我们所以合一的目的就是要去遵行神的旨意。
The purpose of unity is to do the will of God.
这个是我们把我们的 unity 放在 action 里面。
This is unity in action.
在这次的 Congress 的时候
，During this Congress，
我有机会跟查经班的弟兄姐妹们一起思想我们的方向、我们的目标，关于查经班。
I had an opportunity to consider with the brothers and sisters in the Bible study groups concerning the direction and the goal.
我们知道，如果我们的 goal， 如果我们的目标、我们的目的是准确的话
，We know that if our goal is right。
我们的方向就会准确。
Then our direction would be right.
当我在思想的时候，我在神的面前恭敬的祷告。
As I consider this, I prayed very sincerely before God.
我们的将来究竟在哪里？
What is our goal?
我们的目标在哪里？
What is our future destination?
弟兄姐妹们，你如果原谅我再一次 repeat 我跟弟兄姐妹们所讲的话。
If you will pardon me, I'd like to repeat what I've said to a smaller group.
在我来讲，
To me.
我对过去，对已经过去的事情，我不再思想。
I would not like to consider what has passed.
已经过去的事情，我一点再没有力量做任何的事情。
We can do nothing about the past.
对我来讲，现在。
For me, the present.
现在是没有的。
There is no present.
没有一个人，他可以说他是活在现在。
No one can say that he lives in the present.
我们没有一个人可以说是现在。
No one can say now.
只有神是永恒的现在。
Only God is the eternal now.
我们人一直在过去。
We are always passing.
一句话讲完以后
，A word is said.
已经 passed.
It's passed.
我们一只手伸出来
，We stretch our hand.
已经过去
，It's passed.
我们是什么
？What are we?
我认为在神的面前，我们应该考虑到的是将来。
Before God, I feel that we should consider the future.
我们在这个时代里面，我们所想到的不是now.
In this generation, we should not consider now.
今天有很多的青年人说我们是now generation.
Many young people say that we are the now generation.
我们基督徒不是now generation.
Christians are not the now generation.
我们是the future generation.
We are the future generation.
因为我们的现在就是不断的将来，一直在过来，一直在过来，一直在过来。
Because our now is a continuous future, keep passing by us.
我们面对着不断的将来。
We are confronted with a continuous future.
那么什么是我们的 goal 呢？
Then what is our goal?
我们不是说我们将来的方向在哪里。
It is not a matter of where our future goal is.
如果你现在的 goal 不清楚的话，你将来的 goal 永远不会清楚。
If your present goal is not clear, then your future goal will not be clear either.
你不能说我开始是走错了路，以后慢慢会到那个地方。
You cannot say that at the beginning I started out wrong and eventually I arrive at the same place.
什么是我们的目标？
What is our goal?
什么是我们最大的思想的地方？
What is our greatest point of our meditation?
我认为今天北美的教会，世界整个的教会，我们应该 consider，我们应该思想到的 the ultimate concern of God.
I feel that the North American churches, the churches all over the world, should consider what is the ultimate goal of God.
什么是神最高关心的事情？
What is the ultimate goal of God?
神在他的圣经里面给我们看见有四件事情是神所 consider.
In the Bible, we see that there are four things which are the goals of God.
圣经里面讲到神的国。
The Bible tells about the kingdom of God.
我们看见在圣经里面讲到上帝的家。
It talks about the household of God.
我们看见基督的身体。
We see the body of Christ.
我们看见the city of God.
We see the city of God.
这个四件事情。
These four things.
这个四件事情特别是讲到合一的问题。
In particular, these four things are concerned with unity.
Kingdom is a unit.
Kingdom is one unit.
一个家是一个单位。
A household is one unit.
一个身体是不能分开的。
A body is inseparable.
这个city,这个城市。
A city is all located in one place.
我愿意再次的讲,
Let me repeat.
我们所思想到的为着神的国,
For the sake of the King, God's kingdom, we like to consider.
不是我自己的 empire.
It's not my own empire.
我们所想到的是神的家,
We are thinking of the household of God.
不是我自己的 territory.
Not my own territory.
我们所想到的是基督的身体,
We think of the body of Christ.
不是某一部分的毒瘤,
Not a cancer.
我们所想到的是上帝的城,
We think of the city of God.
不是巴比塔,
Not a tower of Babel.
哦,今天有许多的工作在神的面前,正好像自己的 empire 一样。
Today there is so much work which is like our own empire.
好多的时候我们不是在神的家里面, 不是我们自己的 territory.
Many a times we are not in the household of God, we are only in our own territory.
今天有很多中国的基督徒, 我们在神的面前应该醒过来。
Today, many Chinese people, Christians, should wake up for God.
你知道到了天堂里面没有唐人街啊。
You know that when you go up to heaven, there's no Chinatown.
你不要到了天堂以后还去找唐人街。
Don't go and look for Chinatown when you go up to heaven.
所以如果你现在 you get comfortable, 你 get used to 在唐人街里面到了天堂 you get lost.
And therefore, today, if you are used only to Chinatown, when you get up to heaven, you will get lost.
我们应该跟所有的弟兄姐妹们都应该有 fellowship.
We should have fellowship with all brothers and sisters.
我们是在建造上帝的城，而不是造自己的巴比塔。
We are building the city of God, not our tower of Babel.
如果今天在我们当中有任何的人,
Today, if there is anyone in our midst,
你把上帝的国成为你
You feel that God's kingdom is your own empire. If you treat God's household as your own territory. If you make God's city into your own, into your Tower of Babel.
如果你把自己的身体，把基督的身体某一部分成为你的 cancer，
If you make Christ's body a certain portion of it to become a cancer，
你就是在合一的上面做了一个最大的罪。
Then you have committed the greatest crime in the matter of unity.
我们应该在神的面前为着他的国， For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
We should be have this attitude before God.
愿主赐福给我们每一位。
May the Lord bless each one of us.
我们听。